be quite tough as the trainer. Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well. Have you had a bit of a chat to ASA this week and just said, look, we need you to find the line a bit harder?
Look, I actually, is always a horse that's slightly unlucky, and he's been the one, I think. He's run into three Group 1 winners and Crosshaven, who's took on the older horses and placed in a weight for age race, so over in Group 1 level. So they're all very classy horses that beat him, and he hasn't been far away from all of them. So he's been a little bit unfortunate.
He's probably unfairly maligned from the punters because he has run second and he's been well in the market in most of those races. But does Damien Lane, his jockey, tell you that he thinks he's not been 100% genuine, or he's trying his hardest and he's just getting beaten by one better on the day?
I think he's genuine. When you look back through his form, he's coming second to very good horses. But Damien really felt after his last run that he probably just peaked 50 metres from the line, and you saw that. Tagaloa was a bit stronger late than us, but it was still a very good run. They ran on the day. It was the second fastest Kevin Fierté's in the last 20 years, and he ran a super race. We just ran into Tagaloa, who was absolute A-game, had more weight than us, and was just stronger on the line. He's always been trained to peak for the guineas, Australian guineas, and he's shown that improvement. We've been able to give him a couple of good, strong gallops, and he's really responded well. He's a horse that really likes hard work, so hopefully he can turn the tables.
Well, one thing you can't question is he's always around the money, and he's drawn a beautiful gate to get a lovely run again. So up to the mile, third up. Can he turn the tables on Tagaloa?
Oh, look, we've drawn a nice gate for him because he's always jumped well and put himself in a position naturally. If you watch his last start, he's actually a bit keen his first 400 metres of the race. And, Damien couldn't have him, he couldn't have had him any further back. So I think he'll just jump well, put himself in a lovely position. There's a lot of pressure outside, but I think with his natural gait speed, he should be able to hold a nice position without doing too much work.
A couple of weeks ago, people might have been thinking it could be a thin Australian guineas, but it's ended up being really deep with the Flying Filly Zoo Dancer, Ole Kirk, Cherry Tortoni, Dom to Shoot from the West. Where do you see the main danger coming from?
I think you have to respect Tagaloa. He's pretty impressive. He beat us with more weight, comes back to level weight. I think he would be the main danger. Drawn a gate where he could probably roll across and end up in a nice position, and I think they worked him out. So, I'll be worrying about him.
50 stars, you had the little hiccup that meant he couldn't begin his campaign in Melbourne. You took him up the city to begin in the Apollo. What do you make of the run in the Apollo?
Visually, it looked like a poor run, but he actually ran the 10th fastest last 200 of the meeting. And he was really strong through the line and last to pull up. So he's always been a horse since we've had him. He's needed his first up run, and he just needed that. And we're happy with his improvement. He worked excellent at the farm on Monday. He's very good second up, and I think he'll run a really nice race. The wide draw for me, not too worried. He's a horse that likes galloping room, so the big long, Flemington's lovely big track. He's a good record here, loves the track. So hopefully he can bounce back and run a much improved run.
Well, he flies at Flemington. He won this race last year on his way to the victory in the Australian Cup. So if he wins the Blamey, he gets the ticket into the All-Star Mile. So what would be the plan? You're heading towards the Australian Cup, and then you could run in an All-Star Mile as well?
We'll have to talk to the owners, obviously. They had the same dilemma last year, and they elected to go to the Australia Cup. So it's totally up to them. I don't mind either way, personally. I wouldn't mind winning, having a great chance in a Group 1. So, it'll be a nice decision to make if it happens.
Is he a better miler or over 2,000, do you think?
I think he's better over 2,000.
Yeah. Well, he's a big chance tomorrow. You've also got Cinder Winger, who goes around the Roy Higgins. It'll be good to see the jockeys wearing black armbands in recognition of Jimmy Johnson, who passed away. We haven't seen Cinder Winger since he got absolutely toweled up by Charlie Rose, but that's probably not bad form, despite the seven-length defeat.
It looks good for him now, but he did beat us very easy. He is a horse that really loves Flemington as well. We've just kept him fresh, kept him happy. He did a nice kick over trial at Geelong the other day. It went really nicely. We're very happy with him. He seems to be in good form, and I actually think his odds are a bit unfair. I actually think he should be a bit shorter. He's a very good each-way chance.
He's a $12 pop in the second. In the first, the two-year-olds, you've got a couple of runners here. You've got Ecstasy, who is a debutante, and Zanzibar Gem, who we saw at Caulfield back in early spring. Probably didn't have the best of luck. Can you split the two?
Ecstasy showing nice speed in the trials. Looks quite nice. Zanzibar Gem, she's obviously had the race experience. She's come back and trialled nicely, and I think they're both nice fillies that show good speed, and this race looks ideal. So I like them both, and I think they'll both run well. Good each way chances.
All right, and then you've got your filly Bella Nipotina, who's only won the one race, but she knows the good races to win, and this is one of those, the high prize money English sprint. She's probably drawn what could be the best part of the track by that time. How do you think she's going?
Very happy with her. I think she'll really enjoy the step back in trip to 1100, and I actually think that trip over to Sydney and back has really brought her up. She's a filly that's always held her condition, and it's really just tightened her up. Her work's been excellent, and she's had an experience down the straight before and ran really well. So I actually think she's probably our best chance of the day, and she's going really nicely, and we're very happy with her.
$8 now into $7. Bella Nipotina, the best of the day there. What's your best today, Ben? You've got a couple of runners tonight and a few today, both at Albury and also at Sale.
I think Cassius, he can win two in a row, I think. He's done really well between runs. Race three.
Excellent.
Sorry, Michael, I just got to check for a trial.
Hey, I'm going to say, see you, mate. See you, Benny.
Okay. He's,